Federal Minister for Maritime Affairs Hunaid Anwar Chowdhury has announced that the land belonging to Port Kasim will be developed for industrial purposes, ensuring that only genuine investors acquire land through a transparent and fair process. He underscored that allottees who fail to establish industries within the stipulated timeframe will face the cancellation of their allotments. Speaking to media representatives after his visit to the Port Kasim Authority, PQA, on Wednesday, the minister highlighted the Sindh government's active efforts to attract investors for infrastructure development in Karachi. This initiative is being undertaken in collaboration with the Ministry of Maritime Affairs to boost industrial activity and economic growth in the region. He further disclosed that the process for Denmark's $2 billion investment in Pakistan's port sector is currently underway. Danish investors, in cooperation with the Pakistani government, are working towards expediting the implementation of this significant foreign investment. Regarding the promotion of lower-grade officers within the ministry, Chowdhury assured that opportunities for career advancement would be provided to lower-grade officers. He added that external expertise would only be sought when absolutely necessary to enhance the ministry's operations. Commenting on the Pakistan National Shipping Corporation, PNSC, the minister clarified that ships were sold only after completing their operational lifespan. He assured that these vessels were being replaced with newer ships under improved deals to ensure efficiency and reliability in maritime operations. To streamline the administrative affairs of maritime institutions, the Ministry of Maritime Affairs has directed relevant institutions to submit their strategic plans.